Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Lamed Tes of Masechta Zvachim. Some of the topics we learn about include Shalish Matanes Shebachatois Yeshmen Kitchilasai V'Yeshmen Kesayfai. The three matanas of achatas that are non-mandatory are in some ways considered zrika, like the first matana, and in other ways they are considered like shvicha shiraim, the leftover blood that is poured onto the yesod. Kibus. If the blood of a chata is spilled onto a garment before the blood was used for hazah, the garment must be washed out inside the hazara, as the pasuk says, v'sheyizim midam ala beget tichabes b'makom kadosh. However, if the blood spilled onto the garment after the blood was used for hazah, the garment does not require kibus because asha yiza prat lezeh shekvar yaza. The word yiza is future tense and implies that only blood from before hazah, but not from after hazah. And if the blood spilled onto a garment after it was used only for the first matana, but before the other shalosh matanis, the garment requires kibus because it is considered from before hazah. The machlek is regarding shirayim ma'akfin, whether to pour out the leftover blood onto the yisayit is mandatory, and it would be considered like hazar regarding hakrav bachutz, the chayv kars for one who sprinkles this blood outside the hazar. And regarding kibus. Kal anitana al mezbech ha'pnimi shem chisra achas min ha'matanis ki'ilu le'kipur. For the chatois ha'pnimiyas, whose blood must be applied on the pareches and mezbech hazav and the heichel, all the matanis are mandatory, which applies to the following: parkoin ha'mashiach, parhelm davishal tzibur, Sira Vitzkechavim, Parvasar Shal Yom Kippur.